if he's planning on coming after his exam. It's finally the end of the quarter, and every class he's been staying after. I don't think I've spoken to someone as much as I've spoken to him. And the way he helps me just open up and confide in him. My therapist really does love what he's doing for me. But is this even fair for him? I've been so worried that maybe I'm not being fair to him. That maybe I'm being selfish. I just want to see him. I want to hug him and finally kiss him without holding back. Because that's all I've been doing. Holding back, and I can tell he has been too. Come in. Please be him. Hey, you. I'm so happy you decided to come. What are those? Flowers for me? I think I much prefer this hug more than anything else. Thank you. Gosh, they look and smell absolutely beautiful. And they'll even look better in a proper vase on my desk. Thank you. Well, no, not just for the flowers, but for coming. I mean, because I was worried. Well, because I wasn't sure if you'd still be interested in this, in what's happening between us now that the quarter is officially over. Sorry. Look at me, already talking about what's been bothering me. So selfish. How was your last exam? It was in anthropology, right? Yeah? Well, I honestly expected nothing less. You are absolutely talented, and I'm always so impressed with you and how serious you take your studies. Biochem is another story, is it? Well, you still haven't received your grade on that one, so don't worry about it just yet, okay? Besides, I have a feeling you'll surprise yourself with it at the end. Nothing. I'm just happy. I'm happy you came. And I'm happy your hands are still on my waist, holding me to you. I'm just happy all around. Because I feel like I can finally want and have more with you. What? A mood change? I guess there's no point in hiding it. I feel selfish. I'm allowed to be. I don't want to be selfish, though. What do you mean that it isn't selfish? Because it's what you want to. But I don't know. I've just been racking my brain about it, and is it really fair to you, though? Don't groan. I'm trying to be pragmatic here. Stop it. You want me to stop being logical? to just feel? To feel what exactly? To feel what's between us. I see. Okay. But you are happy though, right? Why am I doubting it? Because my marriage ended because we both stopped checking in on each other. We both stopped trying and caring about each other's happiness, and I want more for you. I want... What? Why are you smiling like that? Because I didn't sound sad about my marriage? Well, of course I'm not sad anymore. Because I'm happy here, as I am. I'm happy with who I am, and I didn't feel like this before. Not when I was with him. Hey, stop it, you. Because you want me to tell you, you make me happier than he ever did. Mm-hmm. You sure do. Yes, that smirk says it all. Come here. The answer is yes, okay? You make me happier than he ever could. And you do it without even breaking a sweat. It's like you see me. You make me feel seen. You make me feel beautiful and wanted. You just make me feel things again. Like what? Excitement and anxiousness, but in a good way. And I never want it to stop. I mean, I just feel really wanted when I'm with you. The way you interact with me, the way your fingers linger on my skin or run through my hair like they are right now, the way you look at me. I want more of it. I want more of us together, properly together. Yes. Yes, I absolutely mean it. But okay. If we're gonna do this, we have to abide by some rules. I'm not being bossy, I'm being practical. We can't go around boasting our relationship to everyone here on campus. You may no longer be my student, but you still are a student of the school. And as such, we should have guidelines. When can we start going on dates? Well, No, I'm not backing down. I'm just thinking. What do you mean I shouldn't think? I shouldn't be allowed to think? Well, I have to consider the possible consequences. In fact, it might just be best for both of us if I'm upfront and tell my superiors that I'm planning on dating you. A secret affair? You want us to remain a secret, do you? Does it make it feel more exciting? Oh, really? I don't know, though. You know, this is all your fault. Me being honest and open, I never had this. I never felt comfortable being this open. Not with my ex. And I like it. I love it, actually. But you didn't answer my question. Are you happy? Really? Okay, I believe you. Stop kissing all over my face. All right then. Let's do this. Yeah. Will you be my boyfriend? Yes. Yes, I would love to be your girlfriend. I'm nervous suddenly because all this time, all of our talks, all those emails and text messages we've sent each other, I felt like I had something to buffer me, I guess, to keep me in line. I mean, of course, there were those stolen kisses or those gentle touches and lingering hugs. But now I'm just feeling so pent up. You do too? Huh? Did I ever? God, it amazes me how blunt you are. And I really do adore that about you. And how honest and open you are about what you want. So answer the question. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I did think of you when I was alone in bed. Late at night, when I couldn't sleep, I would imagine being able to touch you the way I wanted to be touched by you, the way I wanted you to touch me. Tell you how I want to be touched. Tell my boyfriend. Okay. On one condition. Answer me. How pent up were you? I want you to tell me how pent up you were, wanting to do more than those soft kisses that turned heavier. Did you jack off to the thought of me? To imagining my mouth or my hands? Can you feel my hand there now? Right on your crotch? Doesn't it feel good? My palm stroking you through your pants? I want to learn your body. I want to learn what makes you feel good. And I want to relearn it over and over again until I commit it to memory. Until I can make you come with just a glance. Tell you. Right. I meant to tell you. I just want you to touch me. I want to feel your hands run down my body and touch me. To touch my breasts through my soft blouse and bra. Touch and massage my ass over my skirt. No. I want you to cut my pussy in your palm and make me watch you finger me. all. I just want you. Oh, good. Take off my clothes. Oh, fuck, just rip them off for all I care. Oh, come here. Let me lift your shirt over your head and work on getting these jeans off. Oh, wait, I need to feel the stick of yours in my mouth. I need to feel it slide past my lips. I want you to watch me stick out my tongue as you slowly push your cock into my mouth. Please, that's what I want. God, you feel so good. How does my mouth feel, huh? Is it what you've imagined? Wait. I'm gonna climb up on my desk and lay on top of it. No, you aren't getting my pussy just yet. I want you to fuck my throat. God, I've wanted it so long now. So, I'm gonna hang my head over the desk, and you're gonna push that perfect cock into my mouth and down my throat. And when you do that, oh God, I want you to play with my pussy, please. Just with your hands or fingers or fuck, even your mouth. Just to be tasted by you. Just, okay. Just do it, please. Oh my god, I almost came. I was so close. Fuck, where did you learn how to play with a clit like that? Oh, fuck. Oh, let me get up and turn around. Oh, so that I'm facing you again. Oh, I need you inside my cunt, okay? Please, I just need you. Oh, fuck, to just fuck me. Please. Yeah, let me prop my legs up and bend my knees on the desk and spread my legs wide open for you. Oh, God. What? Oh, I have a pretty pussy. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, take your dick and run it up and down my slit. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah, that feels amazing. Oh my god. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Rub my clit with the head of your cock. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Slap my pussy with your cock. That's it. Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Stop fucking playing. Oh, shove it inside me. Oh, shove that cock inside your professor's pussy. Oh, fuck, you liked that, didn't you? Oh. Oh god. Oh my god. Yes. Holy fuck. Yeah. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Fantasizing about. Put your hands on my shoulders and fucking push me onto that dick. Oh, yes, yes, I want you to fucking impale me with your cock, yes. Oh my god, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh my god, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. You like fucking my pussy? Yeah, is that what you wanted? Is that what you've been imagining all this fucking time? Oh, my tight pussy wrapped around your cock. Oh my, oh fuck, you fucked me better than my ex ever did. Holy shit. Fuck. Oh my god. You like knowing that? You like knowing that your dick, oh, feels so fucking good. Oh, good. Yes. Fuck. I've needed it for so long. So fucking long. Oh my god. Oh my god, don't stop. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Please. Please. Look. Yeah. Oh, my god. Yes. Watch me play with my clit for you. Oh, good. Yeah. I'm gonna wrap my legs around your waist. Oh, fuck, yes, yes. And lock my legs there. Where do I want you to come? I want you to come inside me. Oh, yes, yes. Just like that. Yeah. Yes, I don't fucking care if you're not wearing protection. I want your jizz dripping out of my pussy when you pull out. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh. I've been imagining it being filled by your hot fucking load. Oh, God. Yes. Stop moving. I want to fuck you now. Let me do all the work, baby, okay? Oh my God. Oh, God. Let me roll my hips back and forth and fuck you. Oh, while you stand there, I want you to watch me fuck you. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Wrap both your hands around my throat. Yes. Oh, Clanny. Oh, you make me into a little fucking whore professor, don't you? A little slutty professor for you. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, I want to come all over your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. You're A-plus fucking cock. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, look. Tell me to come for you. Yes, tell your slutty professor to come for you. Your slutty professor. Oh my God, yes. Oh God, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh God, I love my student's dick. Oh, fuck, I love my student's cock inside me. Oh, okay. Fuck me. Fuck me until you come in me. Use my pussy. That's it. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm gonna come. Yes. Oh my God. Don't stop. Ride my fucking orgasm. Oh my God. Fuck, you are so fucking good. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. Come again. Your fucking slutty professor's gonna come again. Keep your eyes on me. Oh, God, yes. Keep your eyes locked on mine. Fuck. Come for me. Come for your professor. Yeah, that's right. Give me that fucking dick. Oh, give me that cum of yours. Holy fuck. Look. Oh, my God. I feel it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me just rub my fucking clit. Oh, you pump that cum in me. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Okay. my God. That was amazing. I have a mouth on me. Sorry, I just really enjoyed that. What are you doing? Fixing my hair. Why are you so good to me? You deserve it too. You deserve all the good things. I am your good thing. You think very highly of me. When really, you're the good thing in this room. No, you don't need to pull out yet, but this is a little uncomfortable. The edge of my desk is like digging into my ass. Here, let me just what? Well, this is a fun position. You carrying me like this. My legs wrapped around you. Yeah. Next time.